things upside down.
And when you speak with someone, they begin to give you excuses as if they are giving an excuse that themselves, their ego, is, you can feel the ego is trying to face you with an answer that I know you don't know, shut up. To that extent. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't ever praise yourself, means don't ever excuse yourself. Always look at yourself down. If someone is shouting at you and saying, no, you are wrong, say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I made a mistake. Although you might be right and he is wrong, show humbleness. That's all what we are teaching. Are we the people of spirituality? If we are going to lose our spirituality and our patience, then how we are going to be lifted to level of ihsan, level of perfection? One time, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdawani had a murid, a follower, a disciple. If you think you are disciples and murids, and I am speaking in general, then you have to be following the right way and not to give excuses to yourself. Whenever you are asked, you give an excuse. Why you are excusing yourself? Say, no, I'm wrong. Myself is wrong. You know better. To anyone who is facing you, you know better. But instead, no. We have to say, no. What I'm saying is correct. You have to listen to me. And you begin to give excuses you begin to read, to analyze things according to your personal satanic reasoning. Then you fall. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdawani had a murid that the Shaykh asked him at one time, oh my son, go to that cemetery and learn their adab. Learn something there from the cemetery. Get what you say, ibar, wisdom and examples of these dead people. Go and visit them. So that murid went. Are you hearing well? Huh? What I said? Can you repeat? He went there and he saw the cemetery. It has a big fence, and when someone was sitting on the fence. So that murid came, and the door was locked of the cemetery. This applied to you also. So he's trying to open the door, he was not able. So the man who was sitting on the fence was telling him, what you are coming here for? Said, my sheikh sent me here to visit these dead people. You are also saying, you are saying, we are all like that. Think we know everything. All of us, every one of us. Oof, Allahu Akbar. those who are here or those who are listening away. They think everyone is thinking that he is the best. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Allah is telling us in Holy Quran that we have sent, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا, عَرَضْنَا, presented the trust, الأمانة, the trust, عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ, to heavens. Who is in heavens? Angels. They were afraid. Heavens were afraid to carry the amana. Allah is giving them amana, say, presenting them. He said, no. They said, no, we cannot do that. Wal Jibal. We sent it to Jibal. What's Jibal? Mountains. Means Allah is showing to you what is the biggest in this world. Are mountains. What is the heaviest that they can carry things? That is the example. It is symbolic here. Means we present it to prophets. And we present it to awliya. They were afraid from it. And we gave it to the earth. They were afraid from it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Human being, run! Running, he said, no, I take it. Give it to me. He said, I will carry. I know everything. Oh, shaitan behind me, behind my door, is teaching me how to answer. The softest, simple, modest, cleanest, patient person I know, that all through my experience with that person, and I always look at him as the perfect one, and no, now he's answering. No more patience. And not only that person, him, there is her, there is his, there is our, there is you, there is everyone. Why we are wasting our time then in learning excellence, perfection of the self? For what? Tasawwuf came to cleanse the self from the connection of shaitan and dunya. To lift up, to cut these chains that between you and dunya and lift you up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. So, as if human being, when they saw the trust, they pick it and run away. Well, wait, wait little bit. Let me tell you. No, they didn't listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ran away, they said it's enough for us. And they took it and ran away. This is the greediness of human being. There is no, is always tamah, greediness. No one looks at at zuhud in an ascetic way. No, I don't need it. Wait, oh my servant, wait! Why you are going? Why you are taking it and running? Heavens and earth and mountains didn't want it. You are taking it for what? He thought that it is a treasure. He will eat from the tree. Sayyidina Adam ate from the tree. Why? Because shaitan whispered in him, his ear. All of us, shaitan every day is whispering. If he was able to whisper in the ear of Adam, you cannot whisper in your ear and your heart? Make you to answer. Make yourself, you don't know anything. Better. Help without speaking. Better. So what happened? He ran away. Allah said, When he ran away, when human being took the test and ran away, what Allah said? إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He is, or he was, when he took it and ran away, ظَلُومًا, oppressor, to himself, جَهُولًا, ignorant, naive. Now look, those who are sitting here and those who are not sitting here, look outside in your daily life. Show me one person will accept the opinion of the other. You tell me. Look on the TV today. How they speak, how they make this talk show. Show me two with same opinion. In this talk show, do you have anyone with same opinion?
My daughter told me I know.
Huh? Is that? That's it. Everyone thinks he knows everything. So that poor guy, that murid, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq, is the one who wants to teach him. Because he is a good person. He is looking after him for many, many years. So when the Shaykh loves someone, he bring him or bring her toward him in order to build them up, in order to give them what they deserve, because he sees in their heart there is something special. He brings them so near in order that they learn not to answer back. What then you learn from this tariqah? Many years spending for what? You're going to lose then. So Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq was the one who sent him, said, go and take example from the cemetery. He went there and he saw that man sitting on the fence and he said to him, what you are coming here for? The door is locked. He said, my Sheikh ordered me to come and visit these dead people. He said, you are wasting your time. You go back better. When he saw him insisting, he said, no, my Sheikh said, come here, I have to come. So he opened the door. He entered. And that man from the fence was after him. First grave, look, subhanallah, that man died with an age of 2 years. That murid looked at him. He's going to shout at him, but he felt shy, angry. He was angry. What's that? He is the best alim in my time, in my sheikh's time, in our time. He died age of 80 years. You are telling me 2 years. Then went to another one. He said, that sheikh, that one, haram, pity. He died young. His age was 3 years. What 3 years? He was 70 years in his lifetime. 3 years. They begin to quarrel. And that murid want to fight now. He cannot anymore take it. Like many murids today, they want to fight back. Say yes, 2 years, 2 years. Died 2 years. Died 3 years, died 3 years. We are going to, why are you arguing? For what? Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i said, Al-Jidal yutfi nur al-Iman, nur al-Qalb, that arguing is extinguish the light of Iman or the light of the heart. Why you are arguing? Like this one, all the day argue. For what arguing? He died 2 years or 3 years or died 80 years. What they are going to argue for? Isn't that? Also in politics, what do you want to argue for? Or in anything? So what happened? Then he saw another one. Said, that one 7 years. Now that murid cannot take it anymore, wants to fight. He said, no, don't fight me. Wait, look the other one, the last one. That one who died 90 years of age. He said, 90 years of age. He said, but he died when his age was 15 years maximum. Not yet reaching maturity. Manhood. He is not yet manhood, maturity. That murid kept quiet. He knew that it was a test. So he wanted to fight, but he was stopping himself. He didn't do anything. He went back to his sheikh. And he said, and the sheikh asked him, what you saw at that moment, that man who was fighting, who was telling him this 2 years, this 3 years, this 5 years, entered in the presence of the sheikh, and that man didn't see him, that murid didn't see him. And he was sitting beside the sheikh. He's veiling himself. Cannot see him. He said, Subhanallah, I'm so jealous of your murid. I tried my best to make him to fight me, but he didn't. Although it was going to fight, but he stopped himself. I was giving him hard time. And now, the sheikh asked the murid, what you saw today in the cemetery? He said, I went there, I saw a man. He was telling me this one died 2 years, this one died 3 years, this one died 5 years, this one died 15 years. And he said, oh, you didn't answer him back? He said, no, I didn't, Ya Sayyidi, answer anything. He said, how you kept quiet when these are big scholars? They died 80 years, 90 years, 70 years, and they were my student. And this man is telling you 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years. He said, Ya Sayyidi, you know best. He didn't raise even his head to look at the sheikh. He's keeping his head down. Then the sheikh saying, you are the worst of my murid. You are the one that you know nothing. That's why I'm sending you every day to cut wood, because I don't want to contaminate all my other followers with your stupid sickness. You don't deserve to be in my presence. He's giving him hard time, more checking on his heart. And that murid, never his love changed toward the sheikh. And even not toward any one of his followers. And the sheikh, looking at his heart, at that time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spirituality appeared. He said, Ya Waladi, he's ready, give him his trust. Give him what he deserves. At that time, the sheikh opened on his heart what Allah gave to the sheikh of hearing that people cannot hear, of seeing what people cannot see, of speaking what people cannot speak. Allah opened to the heart of that murid, because his love was very pure for Allah, for Prophet, and for his sheikh, and toward Islam. That is the problem today. We are not listening to our heavenly sources. We are only listening to this worldly life. And we are becoming so stubborn in our minds and opinion that we cannot accept from anyone else any advice. Nothing. And there are a lot of examples that we can give, but the time is running short and Maghrib is coming, so we have to make zikr. But my advice to those who are here and to those who are listening, keep your heart connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your heart connected with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep your heart connected to your sheikh. keep your heart connected to each other, or else if there is one spot that shaitan find empty, he'll try to enter from that spot. Don't let for shaitan any space in your heart by keeping anger down. Shaitan enters in you when you are angry. As soon as anger comes, shaitan enters. Keep that in mind, and inshallah we can destroy Satan from our heart, and we can direct ourselves to our Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam, to our Shia.